Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
But it's time again for the Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit, show 155. I can't drive 155. Mostly because my car is not capable of going that speed. Yes, my name is Mal. This is the one and only Indie Circuit, brought to you from Radio St. Pete. As I speak, this is being taped before a live feline audience. My cat Destructo is sitting here on my lap, purring like a goofball, and listening to my dulcet tones as I talk to you about random dumbness. Had a big weekend. Last weekend I went to the Pinball Lounge in Oviedo, Florida, which is a little bit past Orlando. Had their first ever pinball flea market. But you also paid the money, and then you had little wristband things, and all the pinball machines were set to free, which was just glorious. They have Stern's newest pinball machine, Batman 66. Over there, which is of course themed on the after the Adam West Batman TV show from 1966. Really fun machine. I didn't get to play that one much because, of course, there's new machines have lines waiting for them because they're always exciting and new. They had a good amount of machines over there. They had a good amount of stuff. One of the biggest things was I got to meet my buddy. A friend of mine runs the Project Pinball, and if you don't know what that is, go to projectpinball.org. And I used to have a bumper for them, and I probably should find it and drop it in again. Basically, it's a nonprofit organization that puts pinball machines in places like all children's hospitals and those kind of places for the kids. You know, gives them something to do other than just. You know, being sick gives them a chance, and it also gives kids exposure to pinball machines, which they're not readily available like they used to be in the olden days. So go to projectpinball.org and make sure you, send them money, donate something, give them something. They are a great organization, and, I was really happy to see them again and talk to them. Every time I'm going to one of these events, I always run into the guy. I was like, how's it going? And he talks to me about how things are going, and I'm always like, I should make sure I always say that on air. And my little sieve for a brain always forgets. But I did pick up a few things over there. I said I wasn't going to because recently I found out that there's a good portion of my department is being outsourced overseas. So, of course, that has curtailed my spending dramatically because you never know when the axe falls who will get it. I'm assuming I will be on the cut list, which is sad and breaks my heart. But I guess that's the way life is now. So, hey, kids, if you're coming out of college, don't have any loyalty to anybody because it doesn't pay off. Trust me on that one. Yeesh. Yeah, I don't think you tune into the Indie Circuit to hear me be negative. So I'm sorry for that. But anyway, after this music, I'm going to play some good music. And then after that, I'll talk a little bit about what I ended up scoring at the first ever Pinball Lounge Swap meet / flea market. It was a lot of fun.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Whisper. And you follow, you move down. unpublishable novel is now a movie.
The Hillbilly Hooker.
The Hillbilly Hooker. Was she too old at 14?
The Hillbilly Hooker.
She may have been poor white trash, but Fancy was her name.
The Hillbilly Hooker is coming for you.
Hillbilly Hooker, in color. Admission restricted.
Come on out and see me sometime.
Yes, Darth Vader from Planet Vulcan. We all love that guy. So that was a totally new band, SPC-ECO. I don't know if you're supposed to say SPC-ECO. SPC, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, that is off the LP Dark Matter. Like I said, the artist is SPC-ECO. The album is Dark Matter, and I played Creep in the Shadows. Different kind, and Let It Be Always. All right. Got three albums from them. You know, Anomalies, Dark Matter, and Under My Skin. So I'll play some more of them. We'll do some more deep dive into that that band in the next couple of weeks. I am working on trying to get some giveaways. We'll see. I don't know what's going to come. Japan Night is coming once again. SWSX, they're going to do their American tour. I will get more dates and cities and all that kind of stuff, and I'll give you a formal breakdown of where and when Japan Night is coming. I just know, Audrey Benton from Benton Records, a great friend of the show's, always gives us tons of cool music to play on air. sent out the message saying, "Hey, we're coming." I said, "Hey, send me a box so I can, maybe one or two extra so I can let the audience win some prizes. That'd be exciting, huh?" Yeah, why not? Since I'm talking about it, why not play some music from Japan Night a couple years ago? I'll do that now. How about that?
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
California rock and roll.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Hey guys, come check out Two Dimension Comics, the comic book podcast with no direction.
We feature candid roundtable discussions about all things comics, past and present, with a killer soundtrack.
We like to include visuals of everything we talk about on the show. You can find that by going to BunchOfDorks.com
and click on the Cyclops!
Mock! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird! Don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy me a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine.
Wow, huh? That was Ginny Oops, JINNYOOPS exclamation point. I played for you Rusted Hope, Break, and some of California Rock and Roll. Then I wasn't playing that. Oh, and I dropped in a promo for a friends of mine. You know, they do the show, the Two Dimension Podcast. It's all about comic books, no direction, zaniness. And while you're at Bunch of Dorks, why don't you check out the other ones? Those are shows I do. I do one called Slow Robot A Go-Go. That's where me and Dr. Morbius talk about crazy B-movies, most of which would borderline on torture, and but we do it for you. And then there's at the bottom, there's one that's now defunct. It went for 10 years. There's a lot of shows down there. It's called Bunch of Dorks. It's like this one, but a lot more cursy and rage-filled. So if that's your bag, baby, well, then go there. And also make sure you're also go to the archives at Radio St. Pete. You're already here. Go click around in the archives. You're going to find me all over the place there. There's the older shows for, you know, obviously the indie circuit. 155 shows. It's a lot of show. And then of course, we also do Asian Cult Cinema. That's where me and Dr. Morbius talk about some wacky shenanigans from Asian Cult Cinema. It's in the name. It's the name. It's right there. So, yeah. So, anyway, I went over to the swap meet, and I was like, look, I ain't spending any money, because, you know, money, and immediately I spent money, and I knew I would, but I found a guy who was selling old playfields, and a playfield is what's underneath all the lights and bumpers and all that kind of stuff in a pinball machine, so, like, when you're looking at it, it's like the graphics, you know, and these were pretty roached out, pretty rough shape. But I got a Pac-Man one, and a Playboy one, and then, what was the third one? Disco Fever. Now, there's nothing on them, but I was like, okay, I can either clear cut them and hang them as wall art, or I'm actually kind of thinking I'm going to rewire them with LED lights in the background, in the behind them, you know, and set it, have a randomizer so the lights just kind of go on and off when you plug it in, and sell them for a lot of money. So look for that in the near future. That's why I got them, actually. I picked those up to see if I can make money on them. By repurposing them and keeping them alive. They weren't in any shape that you could actually use them for pinball anymore. Like, after a while, the plastic starts to bow down where the ball would actually get caught, hung up on where the lights would be and stuff like that. So they're not in nice shape. They actually look really rough, and that kind of adds to the cool factor when you clear coat them, and then when you start doing stuff, when you start rewiring lights or making stuff out of them, it adds to it, because these have been through the wars. These have been played. People remember playing these games, you know. So I'll let you know how that's going as it's going. I'm kind of hoping to have build a couple of them and either put them in a gallery somewhere or sell them directly to Barcade or who cares, you know, someplace. With all these craft brewery places, I'm sure one would like to have some nutty stuff for the wall, and then I'll sell it to them for good money. Yeah. So, hey, you didn't hear me. Did you come here to hear me, listen to me talk? Probably a little bit, didn't you? Admit it to yourself, you did. Well, here's music. I won't talk during the music because that would be really annoying.
This sort of thing ain't my bag, baby.
All I can, tonight I'm gonna be a mighty, mighty man. My head's shaking, with a break in a rock and a hot sun. I fought the law and a below one. I fought the law and a below one. Well, I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law and a below one. I fought the law and a below one. She's the best sex I ever had. I fought the law and a low one. I fought the law and a low one.
Hey! Hey, Pachuco! Viva los Rio Roque!
Well, a robbing people with a six gun. Hey, I fought the law and a low one. I fought the law and a low one. Well, I miss my baby and a good fun. I fought the law and a low one. I fought the law and a low one.
Attention. I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
Hey man, dig this real gone show for a crazy thriller. It's Monsters a Go-Go. A horror thriller with the Go-Go beat. Live on stage from Hollywood. See the Teenage Frankenstein. See...
I need somebody help.
The Beatles mystically transformed. C. Hollywood's golden go-go girl, Pat Collins. C. The ethereal materialization of 007 as James Bond. It's the kookiest and the spookiest. It's where the action is. See? Monsters A-Go-Go. Terror walks off the stage and into the audience. Free 2-for-1 pass to anyone who can sit through the entire show, and it's all live. This is the only show that gets away with murder. So come early and get a seat. If you're late, we may put you in a coffin. See? Monsters A-Go-Go. Monsters A-Go-Go. Monsters A-Go-Go. Monsters A-Go-Go.
Oh yeah, Monster A-Go-Go. Whatever. Okay, so before the break, that was the Go-Getters. I played High School Caesar, Hip Shaken Baby, I Fought the Law, and the Law Won, apparently, and I Won a R-O-C-K. Nice. Gotta love the Go-Getters. There's like, they play psychobilly, rockabilly. They're from Sweden. They're Swedish. They speak better English than me. That's sad. I should learn English better. I am it. Okay, so enough of that wacky stuff. So yeah, if you are in the market for silk screen posters or t-shirts, other canvas bags with your name on it, well, not that maybe. Make sure you go to daddyoscreenprinting.com. There you're going to see all kinds of stuff. Not really. It's being worked on as we speak. But yeah. That's my site. I have a side business. I bought up some equipment to do the screen printing stuff, and I'm doing some shirts and doing some. I'm trying to do posters, but it seems like mostly I do shirts. We'll see. So if you are looking for that, hey, hit me up, and I'll give you an Indie Circuit discount if you say you listen to my show. And if you're all like, oh man, I love your show so much, it's even bigger discount. I need my ego stroked. It's sad. Being this vain and the vanity of being a podcast or radio show host. It's epic. I was watching I watched some Metallica, Some Kind of Monster. It was this movie. It was like a documentary or whatever, and I was like, oh my god. They're documenting them doing a record. Like they're like, oh, we're gonna do a record and you know, then they're gonna film it for a documentary. And I was like, wow, they were like 2 years, 3 years, I'm like, hey, you remember Black Sabbath, the self-titled album? Yeah, they did that in like 4 hours on an 8-track cassette, on an 8-track recording system. And it's heralded as one of the best metal albums ever. Maybe you should try that. I don't think, I think if you're spending more than a year on an album, there's something wrong with your artistic endeavor. But I could be wrong. That's just me. I'm not, them. So, obviously, here's some music. I'll stop talking now.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
Yeah. ice below. There is snow, frozen scenes that no one wants to know. In the snow, usually this time of year, birds are here from south. Presently there's snow tailing up from gone. Nowhere is the best place you could go. In the snow, days are dark.
Loves chocolate. Scotty do.
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty do.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about you, Dora?
How about a what?
How about you, Dora?
What are you...
How about you, Dora?
I don't even...
How about you, Dora?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty do.
All right, that was Bob Goblin. Love Lost for Bloodlust. They are a hard-working band and a really great bunch of guys. I played White Lines, Fighting Machines, and Eternal Snow. Ooh, that sounds cold and scary, especially for somebody that lives in Florida. Okay, that's it for this week. This has been show 155, three-year anniversary a couple weeks ago. Look for three more. This is Indie Circuit. My name is Mouse. See you next week, everyone.